September 2nd, 1933. Channels. Commerce between heaven and earth. Traffics of the soul who lives in the divine will. Contest of love between creature and creator. I am always the little atom in the divine volition, just newly born, and I feel the extreme need of being nourished and raised in its paternal arms, otherwise the human volition rises in me in order to form its unhappy life. My God, have pity on me and do not permit that I either know or acquire any other life, except that of your divine will. And feeling afflicted, oppressed, for the almost continuous privations of my sweet Jesus that keep me sacrificed on the stake of sorrow that only God is witness to a martyrdom so hard, so I had the fear that my unhappy human volition would make some pull on me. And my beloved Jesus, in order to infuse courage in me, sustaining me in his arms because I could not endure any more, told me, "My blessed daughter, courage, banish every fear from your heart. This is the weapon that either kills or wounds love and makes you lose familiarity with your Jesus. And I neither know how to remain, nor do I want to remain, without intimacy with one who wants to live of my will. It is as if she was not one single thing with me. If this were so, I would not be able to say that one is the will that animates us and forms your life and mine. But I would have to say, you have your will, and I have mine. And I do not want this, because living in my volition would not exist in you anymore. Rather, I want that in every pain you suffer, be it even my privation, everything that you do of all your being, you always call my will so that all your acts form the channel where it can find the way, the place, for where to enclose its goods and make them flow in abundance. According to the channel that you have prepared, every act that you do can be a channel of grace, of light, of sanctity that you lend to my will, that will make you proprietor of the goods that it encloses in your acts, and it will make them flow for the good of everyone. See, therefore, how your being, your pains, your acts must serve me, as so many little channels in which I can always place mine. Depositing mine is for me happiness, it is giving me something to do, it is feeling myself loved and known. And therefore so much is my desire to deposit my divine properties in the acts of the creature in order to render her honor, that I remain spying, I act as vigilant sentry for her, I use all my loving attentions in order to see if her acts are empty of human volition and if she makes the call to my divine will that, finding the void in the human acts, makes use of them as channels in order to deposit in them the greatest graces, the most sublime knowledges, the sanctity that more resembles it, and with this it forms the divine dowry for its beloved creature. After this he was silent. And then he added, with a more tender accent, "My daughter, you must know that for one who lives in my divine will, there is no time to lose, nor can she pay attention to certain trifles, to fears, to oppressions, to agitations, to doubts. One who has to do the most must place the lesser aside. For one who must take the sun and enjoy herself with it, it is necessary that she does not pay attention to the little lights. And one who possesses the day must not pay attention to the night, because the sun is more than the little lights and the day has more value than the night, and if she wants to pay attention to the one or the other, there is the danger that she does not enjoy the whole fullness of the light of the sun, or she does not do everything that the day can do, and it can be that by paying attention to the lesser, she loses the most. Even more, because my divine will wants to remain always in the act of giving for who lives in it, and the creature must always remain in the act of receiving. And if she wants to pay attention to anything else, my will is constrained to make it stops in giving, because it does not find her attentive in receiving what it wants to give, and this breaks the divine current. And if you knew what that means, how attentive you would be. Other than this, you must know that as the creature does her acts in my divine will, she enters into the divine banks, and makes her traffics of infinite value. Since she comes into our volition, although she is little, yet she becomes his owner and acts as owner of what our divine banks possess, and she takes as much as she can take. And since she cannot contain entirely within herself what she takes, she leaves it on deposit together with our own treasures. And we let her do it, we enjoy her traffics. And so much is our goodness, that we give her the interest on the acquisitions that she has made. In fact, every time she does her acts in our volition, she opens the commerce between heaven and earth and places in traffic our sanctity, power, goodness, love. And in order for our beloved creature to not remain behind, she ascends and we descend into the depth of the human volition, and opening our commerce we make the acquisition of the human volition, traffic so wanted and welcomed by us, and so we compete, and mutually conquer each other. Good daughter, to live in our volition and not have she who is something to do with us, and we with her, not to have what to say, nor let ourselves be felt, would be impossible for us. If this could be, it would no longer be our life that we develop in the creature, but a way of speaking, not a reality. Life feels the absolute need of movement, of making itself felt, of breathing, of palpitating, of speaking, of giving heat. How can a life stifle itself, to live and not make itself felt? This is impossible for God and for the creature. Therefore, do not alarm yourself when you feel that everything is silent in you, they are brief instances, because I am the one who feels the need of making myself felt, that my life exists in you. To be and to not make myself felt would be my cruelest martyrdom. I can do it for a little while, but not always. Therefore, do not give a thought to yourself, live all abandoned in me and I will think about everything. Fiat.